What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Friday morning, following up on the first Eagles game of the 2025 season. Well, yes, the preseason, but the Birds get a win last night. Pretty entertaining game. We'll get to it. Obviously, a lot to focus on. Phil's Rangers start up a series tonight, 2 months to go for the Phil's in the season. We got some me and Jack stuff to decide. The length of the race. The race will be next. How long it'll be. We will get into that. Look, we'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494 as we broadcast, as we do every Friday, from the beautiful Borgata. Richie Rich!
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The marathon, the distance grew from 24.85 miles to 26.2 miles in 1908, just so the race could finish before the British Royal Box.
Wow, how about that? I did not know that fact. I always thought it was the marathon thing in ancient Greece, and I assumed that was the 26.2.
Were doing 24.85 until 1908.
Didn't know it. That's a good fact right
there. Well, let's hope your Jack versus Joe race doesn't increase too much.
Yeah, 24.85? Yeah. Are you guys going that far?
I would tend to think no. But, hey.
You might have a chance. I mean, so, you are seemingly in better shape than anyone could have imagined.
I appreciate that. So, let's get to it here. Two main things last night with the Eagles game, obviously. One, Tanner McKay. Two, defensive players that we were all keying in on that either will start, will play, or will not make the roster. And then I'll just say this one other thing. I thought it was an entertaining game, like just for what it's worth. I mean, the end, a little less so at the end. But I thought the first half in particular was, for preseason football, pretty fun to watch. I'll put that out there. John, McKay, the defense, I don't know what hit you the most. I think both are pretty compelling topics. What hit you the most of those two last night? What are your thoughts?
The two young wide receivers probably hit me the most. If I had to name one.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, really, I did not expect Johnny Wilson to look like an elite wide receiver.
He made
nice catches. Yeah, the go up and get them catches, man, I loved seeing that for a guy who's almost 6'7". And, you know, yesterday before watching, I made some notes, and I was wondering, you know, who's after Jahan Dotson at wide receiver? And the list that I had was Johnny Wilson, Terrace Marshall, Aeneas Smith, Elijah Cooks, Avery Williams. Who will differentiate themselves? I didn't even list Darius Cooper. And Darius Cooper, from what we saw last night, holy cow, this guy might be the most talented of the bunch.
Wow.
Darius Cooper is exciting. So that's I took that away last night. And I also, you know, I can't wait for Ja'Corian Bennett to start practicing on the 9th.
Need him, my
that's
man.
Tomorrow.
Need him.
Because that number 7 and number 8 were not good enough, especially number 7.
Right.
Keely Ringo, but you know, it Adoree Jackson, it's just not there. And Vic Fangio and Howie Roseman, they both told us this in their own ways. You know, Vic Fangio basically called Adoree Jackson out a couple weeks
ago. Well, the trade tells it also.
And
you know what I'm saying?
And that's how Howie called these guys out. Yeah. Howie went and said, "You know what, Vic Fangio, you know, Vic and I have been talking. We need to help this team. I'm going to go get a better cornerback." So, you know, I was disappointed that we didn't get to see him last night, but I understand you got to take care of things before guys get on the field. I thought last night watching Jahad Campbell, it was great to see him just running around. It's great to see him just having fun out there. It's great to see him ahead of schedule compared to where I think most people thought.
Everyone
was just
for sure.
So surprised, it seemed. Oh, my gosh, he had his shoulder.
Did he play well?
Reconstruction.
What'd you notice?
I thought he did. He flew around. I know you hate that terminology.
I don't hate that.
I love the way he can just look athletic while doing the simple things, you know, just drop into a zone.
Yep.
He's going to make a ton of plays, like the interception that he missed out there. I loved watching every little thing he was doing, because it looks a little different. It looks a little more exciting because he's doing it at a different level of speed and ferocity.
And I mean, he's
offenses are going to feel
sure.
it.
Sure. So
I can't wait.
There
was, okay. So the edge rushers though, mm-hmm. Edge rushers felt overmatched also. You know, number 7 and number 8 felt overmatched in the back end. But then, like, you know, Aziz Ojulari, and I was thinking some of these, the big-name guys, Ogbo Okoronkwo, and, you know, the guys who've been around the block a few times, not the starters. Nolan Smith can do this. The guys who were competing in camp, the second stringers, they didn't seem to get – I mean, I know they're a bit overmatched maybe because we're talking about starters and Joe Burrow.
Right.
And they're focused in Cincinnati on keeping Joe Burrow clean because it doesn't seem they can ever do that. But it felt almost like we were victimized by the Cincinnati Bengals' desire to do a better job of keeping Joe Burrow clean.
So look,
our edge guys didn't do a good enough job because of that.
A lot more, I would say, to react to after this game than typically is the case in this, like, really recent modern NFL football, where I feel like you watch the first preseason game and there's not a ton to kind of dig into.
Just the first half.
I thought
half,
there was a lot. Yeah, there was a lot last night. So we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. First and foremost, what stood out to you the most? And then just
our backs are both good. Our two backup backs. I thought we had one that was going to be the short yardage goal line and one that was going to be the receiving back, but they both look like they can do both roles, which is really cool.
So what stood out to you the most, and secondarily, what else hit you? Because there's a lot to react to. So, you know, it's an interesting tale of the tape. The defense, I thought, was generally disappointing, and then the McKee thing I thought was really tremendous. So defense, pretty alarming. You know, one thing that stood out to me was back in March, you know, when they were losing all those players. And Slay might have exemplified this more than anybody. So many people would call our show and be like, no big deal. I was like, you sure? Like, are you sure?
Well,
and
Joe, that's the first preseason game with
that,
our backups against the starters.
I understand.
And the starters are Joe Burrow.
I understand
You know,
but
Joe Burrow and his crew, but his posse of receivers.
But there's a lot of good players they'll face.
Jamar Chase is way beyond
player. But hold on. We've seen plenty of Eagles seasons where you got a pretty darn good team. You know, not like elite like last year, but a pretty darn good team that can get sunk by bad corner play. I mean, I felt like last decade, you know, other than 2017, I felt like last decade, that was a recurring freaking theme. And so obviously they're well set with Quinyon, and it now is entirely obvious why Vic Fangio is having Quinyon Mitchell travel, you know, in preparation for the season. But, I mean, I got to tell you, my reaction to, like, the second corner is holy hell. Now, maybe, you know, the guy they got last week will step in and, you know, whatever, last week, early this week, whenever it was, and actually be able to hold it down and be a solid contributing quality
decent player. He has been a starter.
Well,
he expects to be a starter.
Look, I'll make my determination of that guy when I see him play. That's where I'm at.
I can't wait.
So, and I think they need him because what we saw last night was substandard, to just use one word. So that was concerning. Other
substandard
elements,
against incredible route running.
Other elements of the defense I thought were not great also. I agree with you, John, the guys up front. Now, look, it's hard to discern in a game. You know, you watch it once, like exactly what's going on out there. You know, I can't tell you exactly how the defensive tackles played. I'll just say defensively with the guys that you know, and again, it's one of three things, that either will be starters, contributors, or get cut. For the most part, I was unimpressed. Now, I'm glad, John, you thought Campbell played well. I thought Trott Jr. did some good things. But I mean, some of the other guys, like, I don't know, man. So that's the defense. Now, as far as Tanner McKee goes, you know, we talked in the offseason, would you trade him for a second-round pick? I think the answer at this point is absolutely not. Now what comes into focus is, would you trade him for a first-round pick? And with him being under contract for 2 years, man, it's a bit of a conundrum. I mean, you know, I think the guy can play. I've told you in the offseason a number of times, I think he's a future starting NFL quarterback. I think he's a great chip to have. One of two things, either to obviously have, if Jalen gets hurt, with a Super Bowl-ready roster to try to keep that going, as Nick Foles did in 2017, if God forbid you're in that spot. But the other thing is, you know, at some point he could get traded for real value. Mark Brunell, a number of years ago, was for a first-round pick. I'm not telling you it's Mark Brunell, but I'll tell you this. I absolutely would not trade him for anything short of a first-round pick. Absolutely would not. Like, wouldn't even at this point, wouldn't even consider it for a second-round pick. I think the guy's good. So we'll take your reaction on where you stand on McKee.
Well, everyone
on the defense
that this guy can make the decisions.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's really solid.
That's in my book, like the mind processing, like however you call it.
Yeah.
That ability to go through progressions, you know, that fast. That's the number one trait that I'm looking
number
for.
Number one, but
in
you know what? Also,
it's above arm strength. It's above athleticism.
I agree.
It's processing speed.
John, I agree. It's number
power.
One. But
if these guys are computers, processing speed, the GPU or CPU, whatever that is,
I agree.
He's fast.
He also threw a nice ball. Like those catches Johnny Wilson had, they were contested. They were like really well thrown.
He trusts his receivers.
I mean, now he had the one he shouldn't have thrown, and it was almost an interception.
Gutsy, man. He's gutsy. He's accurate. Everyone loves the way he plays. He's successful.
It was very impressive. Devin, you were there last night. Obviously, you know, sideline reporter, Merrill and Mike and you. Mm-hmm. What were your impressions? So your field level during the game.
Yeah.
What were your impressions?
I mean, honestly, the first half was exciting football. You think of the preseason and you're kind of like, oh, ho-hum, you know, it's going to be a lot of backups, not a ton of action, not a ton of, you know, actual schemes. But, Tanner McKee and that offense made it really exciting to watch. And, of course, you know, Joe Burrow and the Bengals starters were out there for a little bit. Like you just said, Joe, I mean, the cornerback play was concerning, especially when it comes to Kelee Ringo. Do you know when they drafted Ja'Corian Bennett, the Raiders? It was the
what pick?
It was the pick, right? It was in 2023, pick right before the Eagles traded up to get Kelee Ringo.
Oh,
so it almost makes you think,
wow.
Is he the guy that the Eagles initially wanted?
Yes.
Because
seems like that, that sort of serendipity always happens.
And it makes a lot of sense. So that was concerning, but there were too many bright spots to get hung up on the negative. I mean, even.
But the defense was like,
Well, there was so the rookies.
Because we saw 2023.
Playing Joe Burrow in the start.
I'm not even going to take that into consideration because it's the first preseason game. Jihad Campbell, I thought, did incredibly well. Ty Robinson had his first sack. So, like, there were some bright spots. But, yeah, I mean, the defense certainly gave a little bit more.
Seltzer, what stood out to you the most? What did you make of it?
Well, I think anyone who says anything other than Tanner McKee is wrong. Like, the single thing that stood out the most last night is Tanner McKee. He's a dude. He's one of the 20 to 25 best starting quarterbacks in the NFL today, in my opinion.
Yep.
So I'm with you. I wouldn't trade him for a first. I don't know that I would trade him for anything right now. Like, obviously, if you get two firsts, you get bowled over. But I think he's too important to this team. I mean, Jalen's gone down every single year of his career for at least a game, a couple games, whatever. We're trying to win the Super Bowl. Like, this guy is a high, high-level backup. So that was the number one thing. I agree with Richie. The young receivers, Joe, you've talked a lot about how desolate it is after those top three guys. That was a good sign for a spot. You never know. You might need guys. Guys get hurt. And as far as the defense goes, I just can't overreact. I get it. First of all, Joe Burrow and those guys. But in addition to that, I mean, Jalen Carter's not on the field. Zach Bond's not on the field. Quinn Yacht. Like, it's just different. Defense works together. Vic's defense works together. I can't overreact to Ja'Marr Chase burning guys.